Okay, 10:02, let's get rolling. So, you know, these daily topics that I've been covering, they've been coming really easy as far as being able to put them together. I'll be honest, I struggled a little bit today getting going and putting this one together, but I think when it was done, I think we did okay. So what I want to talk about today is seeking the Lord. What does it mean to seek the Lord? So the verse I picked was 1 Chronicles 22:19. And that goes, "Now set your mind and heart to seek the Lord your God. Arise and build the sanctuary of the Lord God, so that the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and the holy vessels of the Lord may be brought into a house built for the name of the Lord." Well, if you look at that, you know, it's talking about building a building. But I got a little bit different spin on that verse today. So it says, set your mind and heart to seek the Lord your God. Arise and build the sanctuary of the Lord God. You know, when I read that, the way I read that was God was saying, I want you to be my sanctuary. I want to live in you. Build a temple, meaning yourself. Build a temple so that I can put my holy things into the house, you, that is built in the name of the Lord. I don't know about theology, how they would interpret that. That's the way I interpreted that verse. That was talking about me building myself in a way that God is proud to be a part of. And if it talks about building that house, is me being built in a way that makes God proud that he's able to be part of that. So some of the things about seeking the Lord. So seek the Lord means seeking his presence. Presence is a common translation of the Hebrew word face. Literally, we are to seek his face, to be before his face, to be in his presence. But aren't we always in his presence? I mean, technically, yes, we are always in his presence. I mean, God's omnipresent and therefore always near everything and everyone. He holds everything in being. His power is ever present, sustaining and govern all things. And second, he's always present with his children in the sense of his covenant commitment to always stand by us and work for us and turn everything for our good. But then, when is he not with us? I mean, there's a sense in which God's presence is not with us. I mean, I've felt that before. I felt that I had moved, and it's not God moving away from us. It's us moving away from him. And there's times in my life where I've had to look back and realize that I put some space between me and God. And God hasn't moved at all. It was all me. So sometimes we feel that his presence is not with us. For this reason, the Bible repeatedly calls us to seek the Lord. Seek his presence continually. God's manifest, conscious, trusted presence is not our constant experience. There are seasons when we become neglectful of God and give him no thought and do not put trust in him and put everything ahead of him. Kind of what I talked about the other day about, is this season we're going through because all of us have put things between us and God and put things first and not put God first? I think we're all guilty of that. We've all done that. And when we do that, that is creating this space between us. His face, the brightness of his personal character, is hidden behind the curtain of our human desires. And that human desire is a condition that is always standing by, ready to overtake us. That is why we are told to seek his presence continually through his word and prayer. God calls us to enjoy continual awareness of his greatness, his beauty, and his worth. This, we need to seek him. What does it mean to seek him? Well, this happens through seeking, continual seeking. But what does that mean practically? Both the Old and New Testaments tell us that setting of the mind and heart on God is the conscious fixing or focusing of our mind's attention and our heart's affection on God. Now set your mind and heart to seek the Lord your God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things of this earth. That's 1 Chronicles 22:19. Let me read that one more time. Set your mind and heart to seek the Lord your God. Set your mind on things that are above. Set your mind on God and not on things of this earth. So the setting of the mind is the opposite of mental coasting. Setting of the mind is a conscious choice to direct the heart toward God. We do not make this mental and emotional effort to seek God because he is lost. God's not lost. We're the ones that are lost. Nevertheless, there's always something through which or around we must go to meet him. This going through or around is seeking. He is often hidden or veiled. We must go around obstacles, the obstacles that we have put between us and God. God doesn't put obstacles between us. He wants that direct connect relationship with us. It's us that puts obstacles between us and God. And the heavens are telling the glory of God so we can seek him through that. He reveals himself in his word. That's why it's so important to read your Bible every day. Just get in that word. I mean, I'll be honest with you. There's a lot of things I read in here I don't understand. I'll get on the internet and figure out what that verse is saying or what it's saying to me. So get in the word. That's the first thing you got to do. The seeking is the conscious efforts to get through the natural means to God himself, to constantly set our minds towards God in all of our experiences, to direct our minds and hearts towards him through the means of his revelation. That is what seeking God means. So Job 8:5 says, O Lord, open my eyes. O Lord, please pull back the curtain of my own blindness. Lord, have mercy and reveal yourself. I long to see your face. And that's my prayer this morning, that we all long to see the face of God. And it's up to us to do that. It's up to us to pull that curtain back and seek God's face behind that curtain, the curtain that we've put up to hide his face. Let us pray. God, we love you. We thank you for this day. We seek your face, God. We seek you with all of our being. God, we know that you're in control. God, we know that you have a plan. You have a plan for each and every one of us. And God, we seek your plan. And I just pray that we don't, as humans, doing what we do, God, put obstacles between us and you. God, I just pray for our TT employees, our families, all of our customers, all the folks that allow us to do what we do every day, God. I pray for all those that that we come in contact with. I pray for all of our drivers that are out there on the front lines, God, doing what they have to do. God, please protect them and keep them safe. God, I pray that you'll watch over and guide us. We just thank you for another day, God. I know I say it every day, but this morning we got up. We're one day closer to being through this crisis. God, we seek you, we need you, and we love you. Thank you for today. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Everybody have a great day.